Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Buffalo, Buffalo, it's the Mafia. It's the Buffalo Bills, eh? It's the Buffalo Bills, eh? Buffalo.
Ladies and motherfucking gentlemen, Rated R fucking Rico's back, baby. Let's go. Welcome to another mother effing edition of the Buffalo Fanatics. Rico Report, back at it again. Here we go. I'm dialed up, baby. The Miami Dolphins squeak of victory, 21-19. Listen, man, kudos to... Listen, let's give them the props. Let's give them their props, all right? I'm not going to sit here and be salty because we knew what it was going into this game. We knew what it was, right? Everyone knows what it was. So let's be real. But you can't be salty because we lost. We got to give them props. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know where to begin because I'm looking at the box score and I'm looking at the team statistics and it's one-sided. But the point is you got to score points and you've got to come down with the big plays. We didn't make enough big plays. We made a lot, but we didn't make enough. That's what it comes down to. It came down to that. Everyone and their mama knows, and I apologize if I'm going to try to get to your super chats. I apologize if I don't, right? But everybody and their mama knows. If you watched this game, you saw what the hell was going on. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that. I know that some of this is therapy for a lot of folks. We need to take some solace in some things. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk through it because I'm heated, encouraged, also pissed off. There's a whole bunch of emotions going on at this point right this second. And we're going to talk through it. We're going to talk through it. Cody Ben says, yo, missed field goal, wide open touchdown throw in the dirt. Gabe Davis missed TD. Milano wide open, missed pick six. I could go on. Third down, Gabe Davis drop, or second down, Gabe Davis drop for a first down. Like, I could go on. Lineman, I don't want to make the excuses. We know what happened. I'm not going to make excuses. We didn't make enough plays. By the way, shout out to everybody tuned in. Appreciate you. While you guys are in here, smash that like. If you have not subscribed, subscribe to that channel. Let's go. Where do I begin? Here's where I'll begin. Here's where I'll freaking begin. All right? First of all, I got to get this out of the way. Thank you very much to those that were, you know what I mean, sending me private messages, messages over Twitter, making sure that your boy was good with this whole big old storm that came through in Nova Scotia. It did touch my area, knocked over a couple trees, but nothing major, very minor. You know what I'm saying? I'm still breathing. So we straight. So I appreciate the love that everybody threw my way, whether you're a Bills fan or beyond. Appreciate you. Much love. We here. All right? And the power just came back on just in time. All right? Let me get that out the way. Box freaking score. We know what we have to do. We got to talk about the box score, and then we'll dissect and get into it. By the way, I'm going to bring on my man Kevin later on today. Kevin, I'm bringing you on, but just not right now. I got to get my rocks off first, and then I'll let you get your rocks off. All right? I'll let you get your rocks off. Now let's get this out the way. 63 attempts. All right. Josh Allen, 42 for 63, 400 yards, 6 yards a pop, a 94 QB rating with 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. All right. That's one. He did fumble once and then we recovered it. 63 attempts. Although I don't mind my quarterback throwing the rock all over the place because he can just do it at will and he's nice like that, but I would rather not have 63 freaking attempts. That's number one. It's number two. Let's get right to it. So many things went wrong. The refs screw us. I'm not stressing out like a lot of people are stressing out of the refs. I have one gripe about something about the refs, but I'll get into that when I'm ready to get into that, right? So Allen, 400 yards. I mean, this is the norm. He's averaging 250 yards on the Dolphins, so it's no different. We're going to dot them up anyway. Xavier Howard, we're going to dot you guys up no matter what. It's just what it is, all right? We ain't worried about that. Josh Allen, once again, leads the team in rushing. How many times have we talked about we don't want him to lead our team in rushing? We have three freaking capable backs, but we refuse to use them. I'll get into that in just a moment. 8 carries, 47 yards, 6 yards a pop. He ran for a long of 19. A beautiful run by that, by the way. Moss, a Moss showing. I told y'all, don't give up on Moss, man. He has his moments. But don't give up on Moss. 4 carries, 46 yards. He had a run of 43 yards. Take away that run of 43 yards. Nada. All right? Devin Singletary, 9 carries, 13. You got the brunt of the carries today. 13 yards, 1.4 yards a carry. Not good. James Cook, non-existent. He's from Georgia, and he ain't do shit for us yet. Not in camp, not in preseason, and not in these 3 games. We have not utilized them the way we're supposed to utilize them for a second-round draft pick. But no. He's got so much speed. He's got this. They ain't using his ass. Why? Who knows? Run game, non-existent, but existent enough that we put 100 yards on these guys. All right, let's keep going. That's the run game. Let's go to receptions. Devin Singletary, our leading receiver today, right? 78 yards. Next time, Devin, catch the ball and go upfield. Stop dancing around. Catch and go. Catch and go. Stop looking for like who's around you. Catch and go. Catch and go. That's it. Catch and turn upfield. Go north. Isaiah McKenzie, our next best receiver. Great game by Isaiah McKenzie. Next time, go down sooner, big fella. Go down sooner. That takes experience. That takes, you know what I'm saying, awareness. But go down sooner, get back to the freaking line, and give us time to spike the ball. That extra move to get you 2 or 3 yards, it was cool. But we didn't get the ball back to the ref enough for it to put it down. But solid game by Isaiah McKenzie. Showed up today. 76 yards, 1 touchdown off of 9 targets. Stephon Diggs, 7 for 74 off 11 targets, 10 yards a pop. Held out of the end zone. Gabe Davis coming off of injury. I know he's got a bum leg or a bum ankle coming off injury. 3 for 37. Is he fully healthy? Who knows? But he played today, so I needed something from him. In the end zone, got the ball. It's a touchdown. Great defensive play by the DB that I think it was Nick Needham. I don't know who it was, but knocked it away last second. Great call. Great defense. You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. James Cook had 4 receptions for 37 yards. Non-existent. Dawson Knox, 4 for 25. Reggie Gilliam, 2 for 22. Quentin Morris, Jay Kumerow, so on and so forth. Jamison Crowder, we don't use him. I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll see. We still put 400 points. It's just he'll choose who he wants to go to. There's only one football. That's not the point. 400 yards. Josh Allen had the fumble that we recovered on our own. Defense. We did our job. We held these guys. I think I called it. I said, they're going to score 21 points and no more. Exactly what they did. 21 points. So with 2 brand new safeties going into the game together, 2 rookie cornerbacks going in together, there's a bright light because these guys gained experience. We're going to get into that. These guys gained experience. They gained experience. Whether you like it or not, the gained experience, it was hot. You know what I'm saying? You have Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Gesicki. They got a lot of speed on that team, man. And we held them to 21 points with the backups. So you gotta take some kind of, all right, okay, that's not bad, fellas. That's not bad. Now, did I like that 3rd and 22 long bomb to Jaylen Waddle? No. That should never happen. Communication breakdown, who knows? But that should never happen. But it did. This is football. Big plays are going to happen. And like I said, one team made bigger plays in the time that we needed to make them for them to win this game. And that Jaylen Waddle big bomb was what set them up and got them where they were. Let's keep going, right? Jamison Crowder upon returning, not bad. Kick returning, okay, nothing crazy. Tyler Bass with the missed field goal. Can we... I think this should be banned permanently. Announcers, do not talk about statistics when the kicker is about to kick or when the punter is about to punt. If you want to talk about your statistics, talk about it after the fact. Don't do it before. It's just it's a freaking jinx. I can't stand that shit. I can't stand it. I hate it. Somebody said, Rico, don't sugarcoat Allen threw a bad ball. I didn't even get into the final plays, right? Let me do my show. All right, let me do my show. I'm going to get to it. Y'all know how I rock. Let's go. Sam Martin with a nice punt, whatever it is, all this. Now, let's go to the Dolphins side of the ball. All right? The Dolphins, like I said, did enough for them to win the game. Big play, Jalen Waddle. You go to look at, okay, Lumbers, he must have lit us up like he did the Ravens, right? Hell no. I guaranteed it wasn't going to happen. It didn't even come close, right? 13 for 18. 186 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, sacked twice. Actually, you sacked once, and Teddy Bridgewater was sacked. All right? Running the football. Nobody's going to be able to run the football on us. We showed it the first game. We showed it the second game. We certainly showed it this third game, right? They ran for a abysmal 41 yards. 6 carries for Chase Edmonds. Raheem Mostert had 8 carries for 11 yards. They averaged 2.4 yards a carry. It wasn't. We knew that their run game wasn't going to be anything. We weren't worried about it. I like Raheem Mostert, but he just wasn't going to do anything against us. We just knew that. Big time play. Jalen Waddle. That guy's a baller. You got to give credit to where it is. Jalen Waddle is a baller. 4 for 102. He had 2 big receptions. 1 for 32 and 1 for 45, right? He averaged 25 a pop, right? He had those two big receptions. Tyreek Hill silenced. 2 for 33. Off of 4 targets, which is normal, right? We know Tyreek. We know how to kind of play with him. So there's a defense that we implemented today that slowed him down. So somebody else had to make the plays. And guess what? Jalen Waddle did. The rest, non-existent, who cares, right? Durham, Raycraft, who gives a shit? Defensively, Javon Holland was a baller. Javon Holland was all over. His dude had he had 1.5 sacks. Freaking 9 solo tackles, 2 pass breakups, QB hit. That guy was on fire. That guy was great. He did solid, man. Javon Holland, shout out to the Canadian Javon Holland. Jerome Baker had 9 tackles. You know what I'm saying? We gave up 4 sacks. I don't like the fact that we gave up 4 sacks, but we did. 2 sacks to Melvin Ingram. Melvin Ingram is a baller. We know that. Melvin can play. Melvin can play. All right? Last but not least, we go to special teams. They didn't really do much. That punt by the bum punt, I don't know what you guys want to call it, where he shanked it. I was like, what the hell just happened? Still don't know what happened. So here we are. There's your box score. Now let me get into my analytics, or if you will. All right? Here's the deal. The Dolphins did enough to win this game. Is it true or false? In my opinion, false. They made the big play. But we squandered that game. Let's be mother effing real. A win is a win, and a loss is a loss. We got no choice. We're going to take that L. We're going to take that L. 21-19, you know that's an anomaly. That doesn't happen. It does not happen. And this happened to be a game that the Dolphins just happened to put more points on the board than the Bills. Nobody anticipated the Bills putting 19 points on the board. Trust and believe that. All right? So let's get this out the way. Josh Allen is going to throw for yards. That's what he does. That is what he does. Here's the problem. Why we drafted a running back in the second. We have Devin Singletary. We have Zach Moss. Yet, you still make the quarterback our leading receiver. When the fuck are we going to learn to... Why did we bring in Roger Saffold? You know what I'm saying? Why did we do that? Now, mind you, boy, we were dropping like flies. Everyone. I'm not just talking about the Bills. Freaking dropping like flies in Miami, dropping like flies for the Bills. Like, we were dropping off. Like, we were down to Tommy Doyle on the line, Greg freaking Mantz at center. You know what I'm saying? Questenberry at right tackle. The only two guys that stayed in the game were Deion Dawkins and Roger Saffold. Golly, man. We can't run it. We can't run the ball worth a damn. Or we choose not to. Whatever you want, however you guys want to see it. So I'm trying to break down how this game got away from us. That's what I'm trying to do, because the L is the L. We lost this game. We lost this fucking game. But how did this game slip away from us? That's what I'm trying to determine. So running the football, we're still playing this thing. Take away Zach Moss's 46-yard run. We really didn't really do a damn thing running the football. And it still remains an issue. It's a rough game, man. Rough. It was sloppy. The game I'm watching, I'm like, this is sloppy game. Yeah. But we're here. We got to make plays. So I'm looking at this. I'm like, okay, where did the Dolphins, they dominated us here. You got to give them that. I'm looking all the way at the statistics. I'm looking at the team stats. I'm looking at everything. Not anywhere did they dominate. Passing first downs, first downs altogether, 31 to 15. We went 11 for 18 on third down efficiency while they went 3 for 8. We're 2 for 3 on fourth down efficiency. They didn't attempt any fourth downs. We had 90 plays. 90 plays to their 39. 400, almost 500 yards of offense to their 212. I'm telling you, we lost this game. We didn't do enough. Yeah, in this game, you've got to, your quarterback can't do it all for you, baby. Your quarterback can't do it all. We need other guys to step up their game, more specifically in the run game. We'll get into it some more, all right? Because I got to get this out of the way, and then I can get into my bag, right? 382 yards, around, like you saw, the passing, we were all over, right? We got sacked 4 times. We can't get sacked 4 times. We just can't. It happens. I get it. But we're not used to that. But when you have your lineman, third string lineman, and second string lineman, and it's going to happen. Now, my man Kevin called me right after the game when I was heated. I think my wife was freaking recording, and she happened to catch that phone call. So I'm sure she'll post it out somewhere. Anyway, Kevin calls me right after the game while I'm heated. I'm not going to ignore his phone call. I'm going to pick it up. And we're talking, and I mentioned, man, it sucks because it was hot, man. We were dropping like flies. Everyone. I'm talking about everybody. That O-line. Golly, we're going second. Don't want to hear it about your O-line. I was like, why not? You let me hear about your O-line all last year. My O-line's horrible. We didn't take away from that. We said, you're right. Your O-line was horrible. So when I bring in, we're playing with second and third string. Oh, you can't use that. Hey, it works both ways, motherfucker. It works both fucking ways. Proceed. 115 yards rushing. We saw that, right? Red zone, 2 for 4. And here's where they had us. When they got into the red zone, they finished. When they got into the red zone, they put the ball in the end zone. That was the big one for us. We went 2 for 4 while they were 3 for 3. That's where they got us. When you get in the red zone, you can't squander that. That drop by Gabe Davis was a tough one. We marched down that field from the 2-yard line, got it all the way into their red zone for us to get it, come away with a damn field goal. Boy, did I hate that. I wanted 7, and we couldn't capitalize. That sucked. That right there is what the difference was with this game. That was the difference. Red zone offense efficiency to ours. We were not efficient in red zone. We weren't efficient in red zone. Penalties, 7 for 52, 4 for 20, nothing crazy. And the turnover. Can't turn the ball over, baby. We just can't turn the ball over. And that's what happened. When you turn the ball over, this you see what happened, man? And it happened to be Deion Dawkins that just got beat pure speed. Javon Holland, I think it was Javon Holland off the side, came in, knocked the ball loose. We're up 7-0 at this point. I'm confident that we could have walked up set 14-0. But defense played a part. Javon Holland was absolutely sensational that game. He was great. Got right around Deion Dawkins and was a problem. There's that turnover right freaking there. There it is. Red zone efficiency. They got us. Check mark. In that freaking turnover battle. They won the turnover battle. They won it. They won the freaking turnover battle. Dude, we freaking had time of possession of 40 minutes to their 19. 40 minutes to their what? We'll call it 40 to 20. Dude, we dominated the game. But you didn't make enough plays, and you turned the ball over. That's where we faulted. That's where we effed up. We effed up. You got to give the Dolphins their flowers because they made that defensive play. They game planned us really well. They got a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. There was a lot of pressure. I'll wait till the statistics come out, but they got some pressure on Josh. Josh doesn't buckle. You'll say he doesn't buckle, but they put a lot of pressure on Josh Allen today in the offensive line, as they should. Because you sit back, he'll dart you up. You got to find ways to put pressure. And even though they did put pressure on, he still executed, but we didn't put enough points on the board. Let's go to the last freaking series. Now, this is where I'm pissed off when it comes to the refs. I said the refs, I'm not worried about the refs all game. You're good. The refs are put in a bad position, tough position, wherever you want to call it. Ticky-tack foul here. Let them play here. Sometimes inconsistencies happen. You got to see what you see. It's cool. Here's the big one for me. Josh Allen finds Isaiah McKenzie in the flat. Boom. Isaiah McKenzie reception. We need what? 7 yards? Right? To get into the range for Tyler Bass. Catches the football. Turns up. He could go down. But he makes it up for 2 or 3 yards. Goes down. Gets up immediately. Looking for the ref. Finds the ref. The ref must have took his sweet fucking time getting back to the line. I've never seen a ref move so slow to get the ball back so Josh Allen can fucking down it. I was like, yo, where's the ref? Okay, there's the ref. Why is he moving so freaking slow? Get your ass over there. I've seen with my own eyes where refs will get the ball, run, put the ball down, let the center go, boom, snap it. This one took his sweet time. Did he ever? Don't take my word for it. Go back and watch how he saunters to put the ball down. Boy, move your ass, man. Move your ass. Or if you have a more athletic young referee, give it to him so he can rush back to the line. Golly, man. The rest of the game, I'm fine. I'm not even worried about it. But that last play that's crucial, at least you give that team an opportunity. Don't make it on the refs. But you know what? If we put enough points on the board, we ain't got to worry about that. And we didn't do that. We didn't do that. Now, statistics aside, team stats aside, let's talk real talk. All right? Josh Allen's going to be Josh Allen. He's going to bail us out. He's going to put us in positions to win at all times. And that's exactly what he did. Our defense held up pretty damn well. Having your two all-pro safeties out, your two young corners that are still gaining experience, I think they did quite well. If you really look at the situation, honestly, kudos to the defense, man. And this is only going to make them better because they got more experience. They got more experience. Because if you look at this game and look from afar, yes, Josh Allen's still playing, but you're going up against Tyreek, which is a problem. You're going up against Jalen Waddle, problem. It's the offense over there, speed-wise, they're great. They got a lot of speed. But 189 yards from peanuts, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? 41 yards rushing. Like, there was no area where they really killed us, right? But it's red zone and that one turnover. And in games, that's exactly what sometimes that's what it takes. You need that. You need that thing right there for them to get that edge. And that was the edge they had for them to win against us. Tough blow, man. So this doesn't change. We're going to go the good, the bad, the ugly. Things don't change. And this is where I need your help. Come on in. Let me know what you felt was good. Now, I'm not jumping in, man. Josh Allen was great. He's always great. He's always solid. Now, was he flawless? No. Does he have moments where like, ooh, come on, son. Come on, son. And there were some moments where I'm like, I didn't like that throw. You know what I'm saying? Don't force that. There was a play where I think it was he attempted to hit Diggs in the end zone. Diggs in the end zone, and he was forcing. He's looking for you. And you got to look for your number one. But it wasn't there. He went for it anyway. That's the balls he's got. So now, here we are. Last drive of the game. You put the ball in your quarterback's hand, and that's what he does. The great thing about Josh Allen, he's always going to put you in position to win. Play calling was pretty damn good today, too. Got to give credit to Ken Dorsey, man. He called a decent play. He called really good plays all game long. So I'm looking at the comments right now to see like what else stood out for you as the good. Because we're going to get the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to get into all of it. By the way, shout out to It's Not Over. It comes in with a super chat and says, hey, bro, can I rant right now? Let me be a guest on caller. Yo, we're going to do that on Tuesday. Save your rants. We'll see how this play goes out, and I might bring on some guests. We'll see. Shout out to M with a super chat. Says, injuries, my guy. Need Phillips, Oliver, Poyer back. Could have had the game with McKenzie with the short pass from Allen. Singletary, 8. Good today. Miami is here to play. That is the fact. No doubt. That's why I said you can't take away from what Miami did. You can't. You're just a hater if you're like, well, they're trash and they're sucked. No. This is the NFL, man. They got better. We all know they got better. By the way, this is a super chat that I read. We all know Miami got better. We all know they got better. And this was going to be a test for both teams. If we're going to be 100% real, this was going to be a test for both teams. The test for Buffalo was going to be, how can the young guys hold up against this high-powered speed offense? How are they going to hold up? Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm not mad at their performance. I am not mad at their performance whatsoever. Now, Miami was, how are we going to hold up with this offense? Their defense held our offense to 19 points. You've got to give them credit. You got to give them credit. And we'll get into that. But for me, what stood out that was good was, listen, man, with adversity, losing all those guys, we still fought and we're still in the game. You got to give credit to that, man. You got to give credit to that. Anything else that stood out for you guys that was good? Talk to me now. Can I tell you, Greg freaking Rousseau is going to be a freaking star in this game? Greg Rousseau is a baller. Greg Rousseau is going to be a freaking problem. And I'm so glad. It's coughing there. I'm so glad that we drafted Greg Rousseau. Good on freaking Greg. I like what I see from Greg, man. Strong against the run, and he can get after the quarterback. Solid freaking pick with Greg Rousseau. I'm a big fan. Big fan of Greg Rousseau. The defensive front didn't play so bad, man. We stifled the run game. I mean, we stifled every run game, but golly, we stifled the run game. Good on the defense for stifling the run game. Boy, oh boy. How badly did you guys jump up and down when Matt Milano almost took that back to the house for a pick 6? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, man. Right through his hands. Go! That would have been lovely. Seal the deal right there. Seal the freaking deal right there. That was good. I saw some good things. Jaquan Johnson. I saw some good things, and I saw some rough things. I saw some rough things from a man, Jaquan Johnson. But that's as far as it goes for me in terms of good. Now, I don't want to take it away, but did you guys see anything that was, you know, that stood out to you that was, okay, that was good. I like that. That was good. Now, let's go to the bad. What stood out to you that was like, oh, come on. Come on, man. Dude. That pass from Josh Allen to Isaiah McKenzie, and he knew he fucked up. That pass from Josh to McKenzie, that was a touchdown that threw it into the dirt. I don't know whether it was he got too excited. I know he definitely didn't set himself up. His mechanics weren't straight and set. His feet weren't. It wasn't ready. Overzealous, I don't know what it is, but into the dirt. Golly, he was wide open. He's walking into the end zone, and we're celebrating this game. We're talking about how Josh Allen reeled us back into victory, but we're not. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. But for me, scoring only 19 points, we had Stephon Diggs, we had Josh Allen, and say we had Gabe Davis, we had McKenzie, we had Dawson Knox, we had a full complement of running backs. We just can't put up 19 points. We can't put up 19 points. That's garbage, man. We're a better offense than that. That's for damn sure. We're better offense. Regardless if we have the line that obviously isn't your main line, your starting line. We can't put up 19 points, man. We put that shit in our – we do that in our sleep. In our sleep. But here we are. Just, those are just the facts. We didn't capitalize. We didn't capitalize. At the end of the day, Josh, you said it, right? Joseph said it. Josh didn't get it done. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It did not get it done. And the opportunity was right there. Defense got you the ball back. That's what we wanted, right? We go for it on fourth down. We don't get it. Cool. Turnover and downs. We pin them back right on their 1 yard line. We almost get them to get a safety. We got the safety regardless. We got the safety. Get the ball back with a minute left. Just going to make it happen. Ball in the dirt. Damn. Oh, apparently the Chiefs lost as well. Shit, they lost to the Colts. Oh, how about that? Interesting. But I would have preferred to have the Bills win. Now we got to hear the Dolphins. Here's another bad. That's an ugly. I'm going to go to the ugly right off the bat because there's a few things that were bad in this game, but let's go to the ugly. You know what is ugly? We have to now hear, and maybe this is motivating. So maybe it might be good. But for me personally, I have to hear Dolphins fans talk so much junk all week long. I cannot have it. Yo, they're going to be freaking insufferable. But if you're a realist, you're going to be like, we know what's really good. We know what's really good. Tua didn't impress me one bit. Tua did not impress me one bit. Tua looked like Tua to me. You know what? Sometimes we're like, yo, you know what? We see big time improvement in this one player. Nah, Tua looked the same to me. Same. He just got some weapons. And we let a 3rd and 22 slip behind us. My goodness. That's still eating me up. That 3rd and 22. You know what? There's an ugly one. 3rd and 22. Jaquan and Hamlin. You can't let that happen. You can't, man. You can't let that happen. That's a big play that you know who. Our safety tandem would never allow that shit to happen. You got this locked up. You know what? Here's another thing I noticed a lot of, I don't know how loud it was. It sounded freaking loud over there at the Hard Rock Stadium. I don't know what their stadium is called, right? But it was freaking loud, my guy. It was loud. So a lot of like, what? How many times did you see Josh kind of audible at the line and Diggs is like, what? You know what I'm saying? Or McKenzie was like, I didn't get what you said. Same on the defensive side. They're here kind of talking to each other, and there was a whole bunch of like non-communication. We gotta fix that up. I know there's a lot of young guys on the squad. They'll get it together. We gotta fix that up. We've got to fix that. But there was a lot of that going on in that game. Kudos to the crowd, man. Kudos to the crowd. That's what happens, man. Your home field advantage, take full advantage, man. Get loud. Get these guys screwing up and not knowing what their calls are. Got it. But good on the freaking Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are 3-0, and they are feeling good. Well, let me remind you, the Bills at one point were 4-1, 5-1 at one point, and we felt we were on top of the world, and then we crumbled. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. I'm just saying it's a very real possibility. But the series is now 7-2. Series is now 7-2. But it's a new year. If we don't, let's not go back into history. Sometimes I got to bring history up so we can remind them. But guess what, guys? Like I said in my analogy, performing for your lady or your significant other, sometimes you're going to have days where you just didn't perform well enough. They'll let it slide. But you got to come back with that standard, which will be the next game. But right now, Dolphins got this one. And it pains me to say it, but they freaking got this one. Now, where do you feel that we need to get better? Right? Forget about like, scoring the 19 points. We know what we put up on the board. We know that's not normally what happens. But those are the facts. We put up 19 freaking points. Where is it to you that stood out where we're like, man, we dropped the ball there? We dropped the ball. And you have an opportunity right now to speak up. Where was it that we dropped the ball? Where do you feel? And if you're a Dolphins fan in here, enjoy this dub. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, because I know when we lose, man, I am salty as ever. I want nothing to do with anybody. And I can't be this way because it's my wife's birthday. So I have to get this out of the way and then go in and... you know what it is, man. Happy birthday, babe. And deep down inside, I want to punch a hole in every wall there is. And she purposely made me hold my son as I'm watching the game so I can't just lose my ish. So I'm so glad that I had him in my hand, because, dude, that end of the game, boy, got me so heated. Mogam said, yo, second and goal from the one, and we were shotgun. Here's a play I didn't like, where Josh's helmet got stuck to another defender. That series, I wasn't a big fan of. I didn't like it. I didn't like how we did that. Ran the ball to Devin Singletary, stifled. Josh Allen fakes it to Devin Singletary, stifled. And I think this is where we went for it. This is where we went for it with Stephon Diggs. God, I didn't like that series. That series I didn't like. Not a fan. We didn't drop the ball except the snap. We didn't actually. It was real factor of depth. Well, depth played a factor on all sides, man. Let's be real. Like that, it played a factor for Xavier Howard. It played a factor for the right tackle. Right, we had to move. They had to move somebody in. Robert Hunt had to go back out. There was a whole bunch of shuffling happening. We got the worst of it. And this is just in game. We're already out 5 to 6 guys that are not playing in this game. Like both our safeties, Dane Jackson, Ed Oliver. Who else was out that I'm trying to come on the top of my head here? Jordan Poyer. Obviously, I said both safeties already. I'm missing somebody here. Mitch Morse. Spencer Brown ends up leaving halfway through the game because of heat. Fam. Yo, man. Tough one. Air Allen said, yo, Rico, it's my wife's birthday too. I know your pain. Oh, boy, we got to celebrate it. Have some cake. You want another piece? No, I don't want another piece. Damn it, I'll take a bite anyway. Dang. Shout out to my man, Eric Schmini. Schmini comes in and says, breaking. NFL, the NFLPA announced that they are launching an investigation into Finn's concussion protocol in light of Tua I hate that word. I think you're saying purposely returning. Purposely returning to the game concussed. Contention is that protocols were violated. So here's another thing. I want to talk about that. That was weird. And if you've ever fallen on a weird angle, if you played sports or whatever the case is, where you whack, where your head just whips back. Like, I missed this part. But I saw people tweeting about it, but I wasn't sure what it is. And then Kevin, when he called me, told me all about it. Kevin, don't worry. I'm gonna let you on, man, in just a second. I got to get my rocks off. Kevin let me know that in this case, I'm gonna send you the invite in just a second, Kev. Kevin's the one to let me know that Teddy Bridgewater came in the game. And at that point, we had no hot water because our power was starting to come on and no hot water, yada, yada. So I had to leave the game and go and figure that stuff out. I didn't see Tua, but what I read was Tua smacked his head, got up, was a little wobbly, and then a couple plays in or later, he's back in the game. If you're going to follow shit properly for his safety, you can't put him back in the game. Now, this is Josh. It would be the same for Josh Allen, too. If I saw Josh go whack and he's wobbly, you'd be like, whoa, what's going on? And he says, yo, I'm fine. I just got, you know what I mean? I got the snot bubbles. Nah, man, we got to follow protocol. Now, I don't know what happens after that. If they deem that he passed all the tests, you know, how many fingers do you see? Smell this? I don't know. But it is a little off. So maybe they're looking into it. Maybe nothing comes out of it. It was a little odd. But here it is, man. At the end of the day, 21-19. 21-19 to the freaking Miami Dolphins, where we dominated the game. We dominated. We didn't even let them get on the field. We didn't let them get on the field, man. We just marched up and down, but we could not punch it in. It's funny because all this week and for the longest time is like, it's like finish the play. Finish. And guess what? We didn't get the job done. They did. 3-for-3 in the red zone and creating a turnover. My man Randy Proke says, hey, Rico, they have standardized tests that they have to pass and be cleared by independent neurologists. That's the rule. He must have been cleared. And that's what it is. You can't make too much of it. You can't make too much of it, although it could look ugly as ever. But sometimes, you mean, you get the cobwebs kind of shaken out of you a little bit. Whoa. Let me shake myself out and get back into it. Maybe he passed all the tests. Maybe he guessed his way to passing tests. Who knows? But he cleared. It is what it is. But you're right about that, Randy. By the way, got to give a shout out to my man, Tyson Williams. What up, Ty? Tyson Williams becomes a new member of the Bing Squad. Bing, biggity, freaking Bing. Welcome to the Bing Squad, my guy. I wish I could freaking hit my bell, but my kid stole my other bell, and I don't know where it is. And I've been banging this thing all day, and for the last year, broke, finally. But Tyson Williams, appreciate you, my G. One of my favorite segments that I like to hit up. The freaking milk carton alert. And I don't give a damn who doesn't like this. I don't give a damn who doesn't like this. I'm more specifically going to the run game, but more specifically, I don't care. Oh, you're being unfair, man. Fuck y'all, man. James Cook, where you freaking at? I don't care what anybody tells me, man. First round draft picks usually is your pillar. That's the guy you build around, right? You build around this player. Josh Allen, you build around it. Tremaine Edmonds, you build around it. Trey White, you build around it, right? Trey White is our number one corner. He got paid. Josh Allen got paid. Tremaine Edmonds is on his way to getting paid. You build around those pieces. Second round draft pick, you got to get him on the field.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He's got to be on the field. James Cook, we draft you, and you just aren't giving me enough for me to be like, yo, we drafted you in the second round? Like, I want to see something from my second round draft pick. I haven't seen a damn thing. I have not seen a damn thing. Wait on it, man. It's coming. He's got a lot of speed. He can catch at the backfield. So can Zach Moss. Clearly, so can Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary was our freaking leading receiver. Come on, man. Cook has got to do something. Get on the field. Find a way to get on the freaking field. You know, when you, they always tell you, if you got two quarterbacks, you got none, right? You got two offensive coordinators, Miami Dolphins, you got none. That was what you guys, like a couple years ago, when Flores had two offensive coordinators, not a good idea. When you got three running backs, do you really have a running back? Let's be real, man. When you got three running backs, you really have a running back. Golly, man, that's got to be frustrating for the three running backs in there. It's got to be. Has to be. Six carries, nine carries, eight carries. Like, how are you supposed to get a mojo going with that? Golly, man. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. Well, hopefully they figure things out. And it's early. It's mad early. We're going to have to start making, you know what I'm saying, deactivating one of the running backs. So now it's the two of you guys. Who's got it? Okay, you don't got it. You're deactivated next week. You jump in. But something's got to, yo, something's got to, yo, come on, son. So here's this guy. You are off on this tape. You go, no the fuck I'm not. No the fuck I'm not. What has he shown you that you are like, I'm excited. I'm excited. What is he showing you? Honestly, you can't tell me you're excited about what you see from James Cook. I'm not excited yet. He has not shown me something where I'm like, he's got it. Don't see it. I don't. Sorry. Now, there's not much else to really say on this whole topic. Hold on. I'm going to send Kev. Kev, hold on. Check your, I'm going to send it to you on Twitter, Kev. So check your Twitter and then we can go at it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to bring my man on, Kev. I don't normally bring on any guests, but he's a different case. He's a different case. Where's my guy, Kev? Did you guys catch? Ken Dorsey losing his shit? I'm not gonna lie, that shit was hilarious. Boy, that's exactly how all Bills fans felt after that. The play was right there, and my man ripped off his hat, headset. Just slamming shit, and they caught that all on TV. The boy, that's going to make the rounds. That's going to make the rounds, but it is what it is. It happens. It happens to the best of us. But I'm not going to front. I'm not. I have to admit when something's funny. That was funny. If you can't sit there and admit that's not funny, come on, son. You guys are tripping. Y'all are tripping. He's slamming his stuff. You guys have seen it. Now, hold on. Let me just send my stuff to my man Kevo. And we'll get this thing popping. But by the way, shout out to everybody tuned in. Miami Dolphins fan, Bills fan, wherever you're coming from. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate you. While you guys in here, smash that like real quick. Dolphins squeaked a good one. But you know what? Better early than late. That's the one way I can look at it. Better early than late. Sometimes it's okay. It is mighty okay. But don't just take it from me. We're going to take it from a very level-headed, and I respect Kevin's takes. So I'm going to get Kevin up in this piece. Kev, check your Twitter. Let me know when you get it, and then I'll see you when you get on here. So I just sent you to your Twitter. So let me know when you're good. But here's the thing. Here's another thing too, fellas. When the Bills lose their games, they lose their games when it's tight, right? It's either we blow the team out or we lose within the 3 to 4 point range. And this is what happened, man. This is exactly what happened. It fell right into the statistics. The statistics have been saying that we don't play teams close very well. And if it is close, we end up taking that L. And those are the facts. Those are the facts. Which is what it is. It's a tough one. It's a tough one to understand and take, but golly, it's a tough one. Maurice says, yo, our OC is a psycho and I love it. You can't even front that was funny because that was all of us. That was all of us. Ball in the dirt. You just want to say, what? Come on. On the McKenzie. And then we have an opportunity to get in field goal range and take the win and call it day, or at least have the lead, and then our defensive can come in and, you know what I'm saying, make some things happen. And we fall short. We fall short. Sometimes it happens, man. Sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. Hold on a second. RJ Wade comes in and says, hey, just a thought. If we had the running backs that can run the pill, we could have ran the clock and not have Josh throwing 60 times. Maybe our receivers wouldn't have been dog tired. I mean, it's a point, but the heat did definitely play a factor. The heat was a factor. Let's keep it real. The heat was a factor. Everybody was dropping like flies, cramped up, all that stuff. I love the people that were saying, oh, that's a bad take, Rico. Well, look at what's happened the last three games. Look what happened the first 14 games of last year. What am I just talking on my ass? Just go and look for yourself. Go and look for yourself. Randy Pro says, yo, I agree, Rico. The RB by committee is not working well. Well, I mean, Two RBs, fine. Three, cut it out. Cut it the F out. Q Tucker says, yo, man, I'm losing patience with Frazier. What? Third and 25, wide rush, only three, and play a vanilla coverage. That's on execution. Once again, stop blaming the coaches. It's the player. Third and 22. What do you want to play, man? Go man-to-man with Tyreek Hill? No, you got to keep shit in front of you. They didn't do their job. They did not execute. Don't put that on the coach. That's on the players. That's on the players. I'm not buying that one. No sirree, Bob. Anyway, let me get my guy Kevin in here. So my milk carton, you already know what it is, man. The RB room, I'm not, where the hell y'all at? Where are y'all? And more specifically, James Cook. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Sorry. Everybody's like, oh, you're too much on that. Well, I'm sorry. Second round draft pick. Come on, son. Now, without further ado, Kev, give me a thumbs up when you're ready, buddy. Yes, sir. Folks, let me just fix my banner just so I get Kevin in here. And we'll get it right to it. And we'll bring my guy Kevin in. And I'm curious to see how Kevin views this game. Because he is a level-headed. You know what I'm saying? And he keeps it real. So I'm going to see how he does. But he better not come in and start gloating all over the place. Because that's going to be out of character. So we'll see how this plays out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Gerard!
What's going on?
Kev, talk to me, man.
Sorry, I was looking at Bryce Hall highlights. Man, that guy averaged 4.9 yards a carry. Caught six passes today. Anyways, Cook looked good.
Talk to me. What your initial thoughts on the game?
You know, we won. That's good. I thought it was a great game plan by Ken Dorsey. I thought you guys just dinked and dunked all game. And it was working, right? Because you actually had two drives that were over 30 minutes of real time.
It's insane.
So it's like, you know, your defense is all beat up. Well, keep them off the field. You know what I mean? In real, Miami scored like three touchdowns in like six drives. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't,
three for three.
Their efficiency wasn't that bad. It's just, they had never had the ball. You had the ball all game. It was a really, it was a good game plan. It was executed well. At the beginning, we weren't getting home with the pressure, but I think it just kind of wore you down. Don't forget about our fucking heat exhaustion. Yeah, Spencer Brown was just getting beaten like a rented mule. And all of a sudden,
can I get into that? Because it's
exhaustion. Yeah, come on. That dude was getting benched regardless. But
Spencer Brown was getting, it was not a good game from the beginning.
But a big thing too, man, is like, I can't, like, Josh Allen.
Before you get into that, Josh Allen, hold on. Yeah. Super chat coming in from Jason Miller. Jason says, what running back outside of Nick Chubb is doing anything these days? Defenses were solid considering. Allen missed the throws to Isaiah. He knows it. Down what we were. I have confidence even more with this team. I'm very confident in this team. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, you got to give them credit. They won the game. We just didn't make enough plays. They were 3 for 3 in the red zone, and they forced us a turnover. And I'm with you on that.
Six, but yeah.
Yeah, so for you too, buddy. But I do get your point, Jason Millard. But I'd rather have two backs than three. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Make a decision. I don't have the three running backs by committee. It's just not it. So whoever is deciding that, cut it the F out. Take your two guys, stick them in the game, and now you have a rhythm with those two. Three running backs? Like, come on, man. That's garbage. That's in my opinion. Now, one more super chat coming in. And Kevin, I'll let you go into Josh Allen because I'm curious to hear what you got to say about Josh Allen. My man Daniel D comes in with a super chat and says, yo, Rico, didn't we tell you about Miami humidity? Listen, we know about the heat, but there's a lot of Florida boys on the Bills, so I'm not buying that either. Everybody feels the heat. The Bills did. The Dolphins did. Like, we were all feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Both teams were feeling it, so I'm not buying that. I got a super chat from my man Jeff King. Jeff King says, yo, fuck James Cook. Yeah, I regret it. And fuck you with all that shit. Yes, Jeff King. Jeff King is a killer. All right, give it to me on Josh Allen.
Oh, he's great, man. Like,
did you like his performance, or do you feel he underperformed? He didn't do.
No. He was like, even the you barely. Let's be real. You barely made any plays downfield. It was the best Miami's ever played against. You couldn't do shit except dump offs to the running backs, except for some of these throws he had that were just uncoverable. That first throw that Diggs caught on Howard, that was a perfect coverage, and he got that in there. that amazing corner to Isaiah McKenzie, that was good coverage. And that was just, oh was my God, Javon, what a throw.
Got a hand, he put it in the window. I was like, what a throw. To Quentin Morris. It was a pass to Quentin Morris.
Yeah, it was good.
I remember it. It was amazing. But go on.
So he had a few head scratchers, though. It was a little out of character. Like, Miami could have picked him off easily five times. Xavien Howard on that weird fake spike that was almost a pick six. The one he dropped in the end zone to Diggs. Holland almost picked him off. He threw that weird one. Remember at the end of the second that just hit the safety Jones right in the hands?
That was a tough one.
That was a rough one, man. But when I was freaking out. But at the same time, Allen had to do everything on his own. No one was making any plays for him. They weren't blocking for him. They weren't catching for him. Gabe Davis dropping that touchdown. No one was making any plays. Diggs running. Isn't Diggs from Florida? What's he running in and out half the game?
Don't do that to him. He's from Maryland.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. No one was making any plays except Allen. He's so good, man.
He is so good. It's just like we have the team. We have the playmakers on the team. Nobody's doubting that. It's just we just didn't make enough plays. And I'm looking at how big the big play for you really was. The Waddle. Jalen Waddle was fucking good today, man. Jalen Waddle on the 32-yard gainer.
He missed half the game.
Third and 22. We should never allow a big play on 3rd and 22.
Dude, I say that six times a game against you. I've never seen Allen converted a 2nd and 25. He converted a 3rd and 17. It happens all the time. You gotta give us one every 10 years, you know?
Jeez. Somebody said you gotta put Von Miller on the milk carton alert.
Yeah. Erased.
You agree with that?
He had one nice play in the end zone on that last drive. He finally showed up there in the very last drive that Miami had there, where he knocked that ball down two or three in the end zone.
I mean,
if we had lost the game after kicking the ball off the punt, punting the ball off our own player's ass for safety, I would never have lifted that down.
Oh, man. What a game. Listen, good game for Miami. This was a big confidence booster for you guys. You can't even follow. It's a big confidence booster. You're 2-0 in the division. Mm-hmm. You're now 3-0. It's a great look for Miami. You can't hate on that. It's a great look for Miami. I don't know who you guys have next.
We play Thursday night at Cincinnati. It's not looking good.
Well, listen, Cincinnati
not looking good.
Cincinnati looking today, but at the end of the day, dude, the Miami Dolphins, they showed out. Now you know what it is, man. You guys played for years now. The Dolphins always, for somehow, some way, they play the Patriots super well. Super well. I don't know how it is, just what it is. They're in the 22-year span, I think the Bills have beaten Patriots four times, if that. I can't recall. And probably three times, actually. And every time we beat them, we thought, woo, we got it. We're ready. Do you feel like this was one of those moments for you where, like, we won this game, but, like, dude, they're still the better team?
Yeah, you're the better team. Because you got Josh Allen. I said at the beginning of the year, and everyone in these comments were freaking out, that I put Miami's roster up against the Bills, and it's not that different, except at quarterback. Because, man, Ogba played his ass off today. Trey Flowers, they signed, played well. Melvin Ingram, they signed, got the sack. Jalen Phillips got that key. You guys dragged him to the ground at the end of the game for that key holding penalty. They played well. And, you know, we have, X and Byron Jones hasn't played yet this year, and Javon Holland, man, he's coming on. But Allen's just so much better. Like, I don't know if I've ever said in real life he's the best, but he's the best, and it pains me to say that.
It does.
I hate that guy. He's such a whiny bitch. Time he gets touched, he's crying to the ref every time. But he's the best quarterback in the league.
I bet you didn't like when he ripped off Christian.
Par for the course. That's what he does. And I got all the Bills fans in the chat. He was grabbing his nuts. You didn't see shit. We don't know what happened. But anyways, I was saying, but Allen, man, hats off to him. When he runs, he was so effective today. But, man, the rest of the team let him down. I watched that Jags game last year, and he just had a shit game, and everyone tried to make excuses for him, but he was brutal. This game, he played really well, and that team, the team lost it for him. And the defense,
yeah, it was rough.
You know, they lost him for him. So, but they played well. You're still the better team. Once you get healthy, okay. Like, we needed a perfect storm. We got to go up to Buffalo in December. It's going to be a rough one in the snow because
obviously we can't. It's going to be a rough one. By the way, because it's a loss, but I have to put on a brave face. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my wife. This is my wife, and it's her birthday today. She's 30 years of age. Hey,
30.
She's 30. We're she's forever going to be 30. Yeah. That's it.
Jen, I guess there was some doubt in the game after all.
He said, I guess there was some doubt in the game after all.
There was
what? Did you doubt the game? Did you tell him that?
Oh, no. She was saying there's no doubt the Bills are going to win.
Oh, you said there's
I'm just no trying to be like, happy birthday. I'm trying to be happy birthday, and she shat on me, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's the birthday girl. Did you want to say anything to the people?
Oh, no.
Say something to her. Listen, it's her birthday. I'm sitting here on the mic freaking talking about a freaking loss of the Dolphins. She saw how I felt. She knows what the deal is. Talk to her.
I made him hold a child.
You talking? This is your show now.
No, I don't want
to. You don't want to talk? Listen, how did you feel about the game? You saw a little bit of the game. Talk
that
to
me. Fucking ridiculous. Dropping my flies, falling apart. Like, what in the fuck was going on there? Disgusting.
That's it?
Disgusting. I don't have anything to say. That's gross.
She was disgusted with the game. Dolphins won. You got to give them credit for it. They're going to go on a high right now. They deserve it. You know what I'm saying? We just got to go back to the drawing board.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. She said happy belated birthday. I mean, Kevin's birthday was like 2 months ago.
Josh.
Oh, somebody's. Oh, Josh's birthday?
2 months ago? It was 2 weeks ago. It was 11 days ago. She was talking to me.
Well, folks, listen, man. Kevin, I appreciate you not gloating so hard because I knew that you're not that guy. You're not a guy to gloat because you know if you do gloat, and the Bills come back next week, I'm going to get – the next time we play you, I'm going to get on your ass.
You guys are the least gracious fan base in the history of sports. If the Miami lost, I would have heard all about it, about how you can't beat our backups. Miami wins.
It's true. We
beat our backups. And if I came on here and talk shit, would not matter. If I come on here and I'm humble, will not matter. In the next game, when you guys pound us in the snow, I'm going to hear all about it. Yeah,
you know what though? You definitely would have heard all about. See, our backups came in, and y'all still couldn't do. And you know what though? Let's be real. We put that six on the board. You would like that. He was wide open. Josh put in the dirt. That game would have been close to done. But you know what? Everyone knows 13 seconds. It's never done until you see 000. So you just never know. But boy, did I look good. But Kev, we gotta give. Listen, man. Credit to the damn Dolphins. You guys mustered it. McDaniels is looking like an OG right now. They're loving him. I'm sure that post game speech is gonna be freaking. We did it, guys. We mustered. We dug deep, man. Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck all that. You guys were one Isaiah McKenzie raised football into his chest away from like, all right, guys. Let's go back to the drawing board. But guess what? It's the Bills doing. So we gotta just eat it. That's it. That's it. Take the L, and we got to keep it pushing. But I will ask you this, though. At one point in the game, when you're watching Josh Allen do what he does, mm-hmm. did you feel that, fuck, this is the one. He's going to freaking come back victory, and it's going to hurt even more? Because even Wifey was like, Kevin must be so excited. I'm like, he is, but he's probably staying as neutral as possible until he sees the W on the board.
Really gets, so up or down.
Yeah, he doesn't get up or down.
Except for the draft.
Yeah, except for the draft when you lost your mind. So looking at that game, were you like, oh, we're going to lose this game? I see the way it's happening. This is just Dolphin. This is the way it's going to end up. Or did you have confidence you guys are going to win this game?
Oh, I was certain you guys were going to win. Because that's the life of a Dolphins fan. They give you a bit of hope and then they crush it. You know what I mean? I've been saying that all week. Like, so I kept waiting for the heartbreak. You know, I kept waiting, you know. It's almost less painful if you get the like last year when you guys beat Jacoby Brissett 35-0 there. It's numbing because it's just like whatever, right? But this is the new level of pain, you know, because you're like, we won. And then I was like, oh, we just punted the ball off our own guy's ass. No, it's Triple H. That's incorrect. You should have been picked at least 4 times, possibly 5 if Jalen Phillips catches that tip ball, but that would have been hard. But extra two.
He's not Greg Russo. So does that.
Yeah.
But anyway. I will give. People are mentioning milk carton alert has to be Von Miller. I'm still keeping James Cook on that bitch because I am. But Von Miller is going to join him, and I'm going to talk more about it on Tuesday because $120 million. I don't give a damn what you got to do. Freaking affect the game more than you did.
Yeah, and I want to
see that on coaching for freaking this heavy rotation. Yeah. You guys also know how I feel about heavy rotation. Stop rotating your stars. Let them in the game. But we're also in Miami. So do you take them out, put them in? What do you do?
At that point, it's tough because of the heat. Everyone was getting cramped. Like, even Dolphins players are getting cramped. Like,
dude, it is bad.
Waddle and X missed half the game because they were in rough shape. That was the best who has looked against the Bills. Now, that's a very low bar, right? Because he's looked really trash. 13
for 18, 180 yards.
13 for 18, 180, yeah. But, I mean, he only had the ball. Like, and keep in mind, he missed the end of the second quarter. So I heard you talking. It wasn't like he was out for a few plays. He was out for the series, and then the Bills had the ball for 6 years, and then it was halftime. And then
I didn't realize how long he was out. Yeah,
and then it was after halftime that they brought him back in. Turns out it's just back spasms. You know, when my
is that back what it was? Hurt, is that what they're saying? Back spasms?
That's what they're claiming. Yeah.
So do you think that he should have been held out?
Oh, absolutely. Like, as a Dolphins fan, no. Realistically, yes, because like he clearly hit his head. You could see it. He was wobbling. Now, maybe, like you said, maybe he passed the concussion protocols,
right,
and he did have a time because, like I said, there was the Bills had the ball for a really long time after the Teddy Bridgewater disastrous three and out, and then they had all halftime, right? So they went through that. But, I did see Milano, but he did drop that pick six for sure. But, again, I would say that Tua was mediocre today, not trash. He had some nice throws. The one that Waddle was pretty good, but there was the one when he first played in the second half, he kind of threw a really nice one to Tyreek there. He was okay. He wasn't the reason we lost. Or
I love back spasms is what they're going to try to claim. Go fuck yourselves. Here's another thing too. I want your reaction. Your reaction when the Bills back you up on your 1 yard line and it's fourth and whatever, and your punter. I don't know who your punter is. His name is
Morstead.
Yeah, Mr. Morstert or
Morstead.
Oh, Morstead. Yeah, Thomas Morstead. He punts the ball. Okay, so just walk me through it as a fan, and you're watching. Okay, you're backed up. This better not get blocked. Try to get it off some way, somehow. What are your thoughts when you see this?
I knew right away. I was like, oh, we just lost the game. Because yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was literally thinking butt punt. I was thinking they've done this. Now Allen's going to drive down and score because you would have needed a touchdown. But because of the safety, the field goal wins it, right?
Fuck,
so I knew and I could just see it. Oh, Bass, redemption himself. You know what I mean? Second best kicker on the field. You know, I could just see it. You know, I was envisioning it crystal clear because this is what being a Miami Dolphins fan is all about. And then I went out and heard about the butt punt. And I said the same thing in my head. I called it the butt punt because it's like the butt fumble, right?
I
had to hear about it for the next 15 years in all the Bills chats that I'm in. Boy, so at least I get 1 week of peace. Not even. It's a short week, and then I'm going to lose on Thursday. So now all of the salty Bills fans, even Randy Hardman's coming at me right now, calling us paper champions and stuff like that. I was like, Randy, he's the nicest guy.
It happens sometimes. It happens that way. And it's like, what are the odds that you punt the freaking – it blocks and it goes up? Like, why couldn't it have been he hit pure cheek and the ball is just dropped in the end zone and we jump all over that and that's the game? Why couldn't it have happened that way? But you know what? The football gods wanted you guys to have this W so that way when it comes to round two, it's that bigger of a game. But guess what? It's going to be in Buffalo. We're going to see how it is. But how surprising is it to you that Tyreek Hill wasn't a bigger factor?
They just didn't have the ball. Like, that's the thing. They only threw 18 passes, right? So, like,
I expected more from Tyreek in that whole offense. But I get it. If you're not on the field as much, can't do a whole lot.
Like, you guys had the ball the whole game. Like, the whole game. We scored 3 touchdowns in 6 drives. Like, that's not bad. For a normal team, not for you guys, but you know what I mean? Like, for a normal team, you score touchdowns in half your drives. Granted, one of them started deep in your territory because Allen's carrying the ball like a loaf of bread, but Canadian-born Javon Holland with the sack fumble. But
I got, listen, man. Oh, God. Put that stupid jersey.
That's the snowman. Down. That's the snowman. That's Javon Holland. I got this for my birthday, so I had to wear it.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Yeah. But listen, man, I got to listen. I don't want to take it's an Sorry. L for us, but it's a W for me. I'm going to get points here because it's my lady's birthday today. So I can't be on here ranting and raving on a damn Bills loss. If it was a win, I'd go a little longer. But because we lost, I got to give my time the rest of the evening.
You know you're going to hear about it at dinner, Jen. Like, Jen is going to be like, yep. So I really like the fish on this menu. And you're going to be like, damn, Dolphins beat us. It's bullshit. Like, I can see
Well, we're not allowed to eat fish for the rest of the week. There's no fish, no fish sticks, no nothing. No fish fillet. I love me a fish fillet from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Won't do it. Yeah, we're going to figure something out tonight. But it is my lady's birthday, so I got to get going. Listen, man, everybody in the chat, I appreciate y'all, man. Kev, obviously, we're going to talk some more. You're going to probably be invited on a whole bunch of podcasts. So, you know what I'm saying? Lather the old throat up real good. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be asking you to chat it up and gloat and all that stuff. So enjoy it. Enjoy your week. You're going to have a fantastic week. Food is going to taste amazing to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. You're such an ass. All right. That's my man, Kev. Listen, Kev, before you get out of here, do you have any words for Bills Mafia? This is your chance to give them something.
You weren't going to go 17-0, right? You were going to lose one. We're a better team than the Jags are last year. So calm down. You're going to get a bunch of your guys back. You're going to crush the Ravens next week. And now instead of 17-0, you'll finish like 15-2. Relax.
Gross.
That's it. He says, that's it. He, folks, he tells you guys to relax, tells us to relax. It is what it is. Now, I didn't think we were going to go 17-0. I thought we lose about three games. I knew that we were going to split with the Dolphins at least because they did get better. You have to admit that they got better. I just think that we're a much better team. It wasn't our turn today. It wasn't our turn. It happens, right? The Jags happened last year. Now it's the Dolphins. So guess what? I'm not saying you guys are on the same level, obviously, but it's going to happen that way. So kudos to the Dolphins. Kev, we'll keep in touch. I'm sure I'm going to be catching you guys on a whole bunch of shows. But I appreciate you coming on to take it easy on us today because there's one guy, there's that smoke guy. He's got a video of him calling Bills fans pussies and this, that. Boy, that's the type of shit that gets you dropped in the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Drops on your ass in the stadium. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man.
I saw one guy out there. He was talking about taking a load in the face. So I guess that backfired. I forgot about that. I didn't screenshot it at all.
When you talk shit, they're saying sometimes it falls your way, and sometimes you know what I mean. It gets reversed on your ass. So there's gonna be a lot of Dolphins shit talking. I'm sure I'm going to hear it all week long. The good thing is there's the next game and there's next week. So this is a week that you guys have to freaking gloat all you want. By the way, Jeff King says congratulations, Kevin. As much as it pains me.
Jeff's one of my
favorites. It pains us all because we like Kevin so damn much, but we hate his team so much at the same time. But because we like him, we have to say, you know what? Enjoy this win. Because 3 years straight, you've been just hearing it from us. So you have to have one. You have to have one. Anyway, so wifey, you have anything else to say? Last words?
My baby's crying. Thank you guys for the birthday wishes and love and all that good stuff.
There it is. Cheers.
Go Bills.
Well, she gave you all the go Bills. And that's that. So, Kev, we'll talk soon, man. I got to sign off, and we'll keep in touch all week. I'm sure we will.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. That's my guy, Kev. Normally, when I do these things, I don't bring on any guests because I just want to rant and roll and have some therapy for myself and for everybody else. So, in closing, when things like this happen, man, listen, we weren't going to go 17-0. I certainly didn't feel we were going to go 17-0. It wasn't going to happen. But here we are, right? We lost to the Dolphins. But listen, better now and take that L and learn from this loss than when it comes late in the year when teams are starting to put things together, right? When you really fully have a team. So once we start getting our guys together, Trey White comes back, Jordan Poirier comes back, we get a little bit more experience into the hands of Jaquan and Damar Hamlin. Then things will start to fall in place. But I'm encouraged. I am encouraged by what the defense was able to do. We kept these guys at 21 points with the full roster, with a full bevy of their weapons. And I'm encouraged, man. I didn't see what I expected to see was a lot of holding calls from our young corners, but they weren't bad at all. They were not bad at all. I would love for us to have won this game so we can sit here and just keep bagging on the Dolphins, because I love to bag on the Dolphins, although I don't hate them as much as I hate the Cowboys, Patriots, and Jets. But I love to bag on the damn Dolphins. But we don't have that opportunity, folks. So we just have to sit here and find ways to get better and humble. We have to humble ourselves because we have a tough – listen, this first seven games we knew was going to be tough as ever. We knew it was going to be tough as ever. So this is an opportunity for us to humble ourselves, right, and figure things out and get back to it. Was there a lot to figure out in this one? We just didn't execute. We got to execute, and we didn't execute well enough. Bills fans acting like they won the game. I don't understand. What is Sean Diaz saying? Bills fans acting like they won the game. How many times did I say, y'all deserve the one, you won this game? You know what I'm saying? Kudos to y'all. I don't know how many times I had to say it. It was paining me to say it. But sometimes you got to keep it a buck and keep it real. But then you have Sean Diaz coming in and acting a damn fool. Y'all act like y'all won the game. We saw the fucking game. What are you talking about, son? Tripping. But anyway, the Dolphins are 3-0. We're going to hear about it. Bills fans, I'm warning you now, we're going to hear about it. Me specifically. If I have to fall on the sword for us all, because they're talking shit and I was talking big game, I will fall on the sword. We just got to get our act together, man. We just got to get our act together, clean up the act, get better, get healthy, and we'll go from there. My man, Randy Prox says, yo, good show as always, Rico. Enjoy your wife's B-Day. May your hopes always outweigh your doubts, buddy. My guy, Randy Prox, always coming in with some good nuggets. So let me end this on a good note. Let me end this on a good note. What's up, baby? My daughter came in and says, people are hating on you. They are hating on me. It's all good. Daddy can handle that. Daddy can handle that. We're good. Okay? Go. I'm going to come upstairs in just a second. Listen, man. Stop hating on me. My kids are seeing this shit, man. Just kidding. They can take it. They know what it is. I told. Daddy's going to get a lot of people talking ish, so don't worry about it. We good. She comes in. They're hating on you, Dad. All good, baby. So, that being said, folks, let's end this with some positivity for the week. Don't freak out, all right? Do not freak out. It's fine. We took an L. It's not like we got blown out. If we sat here and got blown out by the Dolphins the way we've been blowing teams out, then you have every reason to be like, holy smokes, what the F? The Dolphins are for real. Did you really, and honestly, can you say this? Did you come out of this game thinking, holy ish, the Dolphins are for real? Heck no, I didn't come out with that. No freaking way. Not one ounce of my body felt like, oh, snap. Not one time. So let's breathe. Let's breathe. You know what I'm saying? And then we got that. We're on to the next. Now, this ain't going to be easy because the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, they got some revenging to do to us too, because the last time I think we faced them, it was a pick six and we said good night. It's a wrap. So they know what's happening. Now, the question is, are we home or away? I can't remember if we're home or away. I got to look back at my notes because I wrote all the scheduling down and I don't know where my ish is at. But like, depends on where we're at with them. But anyway, you know that they're going to be bringing it. The freaking Ravens are going to be bringing it. So we got no choice but to get our act together. You know what I'm saying? Short week. Get it together and get going to the next one. That's all it's going to come down to. So, folks, listen. Be encouraged with what you saw on defense today, man, because these guys are just going to get more. This is the future of the Bills. This is the future of the Bills. They're going to get better. They're going to make sure that they're seasoned enough to get going. And then we'll be all right, man. I know some people say, yo, Ravens suck, but it's about matchups, people. Remember that. It's about matchups. If we're disciplined enough, then we'll be all right. But it is always about matchups. So somebody said, yo, the Bills are going to be 2-2 next week. I hope not. We're too good of a team for that. And by the way, I'm seeing that Josh Allen is in the x-ray room. Well, yo, when it rains, it pours, baby. When it rains, it pours. Let's just hope that ain't shit, because he came back in the game and was slinging it just fine. I could be wrong. He's a tough dude. But if he's taking x-rays, for crying out loud, we cannot endure any more BS. We can't. We can't endure any more BS. We can deal with an injury here, an injury there, but an injury to number 17, prop. Now, most people are going to be like, well, if he's not running the freaking rock so damn much and don't, it's not going to happen. Well, guess what, guys? We have three running backs in the freaking backfield. What? Do you really have a running back when you're doing that? I'm just saying, folks. I'm just saying. So seven games are the toughest. Our first seven games are the really are the toughest. You know what I'm saying? We're 2-1. We got the Ravens next. We got to make sure that we handle that. No problem. I think after that is the Steelers, I think, if I remember correctly. Nonetheless, be encouraged with what we did today. Josh Allen's going to Josh Allen. Josh Allen is going to give you 300, 250 to 400 yards, a couple touchdowns. That's what he's good for. That's what he will do. It's natural. But at the end of the day, this is something that humbles us. This is something that says, okay, all right, all the hype. Because we're how many times were we saying, yo, we like the attention, but like, it's too much. Well, for those that feel that way, well, this is it. This is where we humble ourselves. We go back to it. How do we screw up? Where do we not do what we're supposed to do? And we go back to it. Go from there, guys. X-rays came back negative. Wonderful. So he's just got a sore hand. You know what I'm saying? From throwing the freaking rock 63 times. That's probably why it's sore. Way too many times for my liking. Way too many times. So we'll see. We shall see. A long week ahead. Let these guys gloat. And then we go on to the next one. That's it. That's all. There's nothing more to it other than that. So, folks, the Bills lose a close one. 21-19. We had our opportunities. We had our opportunities, but we squandered it. I would love for the ref that had the ball last to bust your ass and get to the line so we can down it and give us a shot to win the game. But your fat ass was taking too damn long. But we wouldn't have needed your fat ass if we put more points on the board. But we didn't. That's it. Like my man Luis just said, man, hey, it's just a little setback. We'll be right back at it. We'll be right back at it to talk our shit. Like I said, man, when I use the analogy of Jody and Melvin, this game was Jody sitting back and saying, yeah, I got you. Right? Melvin's like, all right, young man. I got you. That's us right now. Melvin was like, all right, cool. But at the end of the day, it's going to be us with the cheeks out. You know what I'm saying? We're cooking bacon. We're cooking all that stuff because then we got the last laugh. So let them have it. Jody, you got it. Melvin, he'll be right back. Get you in that damn headlock. But it is what it is. It is what it is. So, folks, try to enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Try to. Maybe we're just better off on freaking primetime football. Is that what it is? Are we trying to adjust ourselves to get back to 1 p.m. games? Maybe that's what it is, man. Do we just need to stay on primetime? Who knows? But this is the NFL, man. You got to go up and down. You got to do what you got to do. So, folks, that's it for us, man. That's it for me. I hope you guys enjoy and try to enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll catch up again on Tuesday. Tomorrow, you're going to have my man Z-Bot. Z-Bot's going to be, you know what I mean, letting you guys know what's happening, his thoughts, his opinions, breaking things down. And then we're back at it again on Wednesday with my guy Rev. And then Friday, it's a pregame show. We're back at it again. And then Sunday against the Ravens. So, we had our chances. We didn't capitalize. That's it, man. We had our chances, but we did not capitalize. So, smash that like before you get out of here. Subscribe if you have not subscribed to the channel. And listen, man, we'll catch you on the flip side, folks. That's it for me. Buffalo. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's your boy, and I'm gone. Buffalo, and we'll catch you Buffalo, later. Buffalo, let's go. Mafia.
Josh Allen's coming. You ready?
Step Diggs is coming.
Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Yeah. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Yeah. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. It's the Buffalo Bills, ay. Buffalo, 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 it's the mafia. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, Shaq Lawson, who's stopping us? No. Trey Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, who blocking us? No. I don't see nobody stopping us. No. Number one, no one on top of us. What they gonna do when Matt Milano coming with the blitz off the edge? Nothing. Don't you throw it in the air, cause Trey White and Micah Hyde were intercept. Von Miller getting double teamed, not a team getting easy sacks. Russo with the double moves, coming straight for the quarterback. Take him down, take him down. McDermott clapping on the sidelines, and the crowd going crazy. Mafia, it's our time. Josh Allen, it's your time. It's the Mafia, yeah. Sunday, one Bills drive. Mafia, where you at? Buffalo.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.